Shalom, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schuss from my Rabbi Shlita and the Refuas Esther Rose, Bas Naomi Sarah, Besor Shachol Israel, and the Refuas Chai Rezo Bas Dina, and Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, and Rav Ram Yosef from Rosh Chaim, and Rav Nechemiah Ben Sarah, and Yeshua Meir Ben Rachel Sarah. So this is based on a shir given by Moriv Rabbi Shlita for Yom Kippur in the year 5770. The Gemara Maseches Yuma 9 of an Aleph tells us that the one who sends the sire, we have this goat that carries on its head all the sins of Klal Yisrael to the desert, and he throws them off a cliff, so he has to report back to the Kohen Gadol the next day. It says in the Gemara like this: Asi Kohen, this is Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Asi Mishalech, comes the Mishalech of the Sire after Yom Kippur. Mitzol Bashuk LeKohen Gadol, he finds the Kohen Gadol in the marketplace. Omer Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol, Sinu Shlichuscha. He says, "My man, the Kohen Gadol, we fulfilled your Shlichus." Mitzol Babayis, Omer Lo Mechayachayim, Asinu Shlichuso. He finds him at home. He says, "The one who gives life, Mina Kadosh Baruch Hu, we did his Shlichus." There are a number of nekudas that we have to be omed on in this Gemara. First of all, what's pshat that the Kohen Gadol in the marketplace after Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, and the next day you find him in Machane Yehuda? How can that be? Kohen Gadol in the marketplace after Yom Kippur. Very strange, very odd. Not only that, but he calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechai Echayim. What's this lashon of referring to Hashem as Mechai Echayim, the one who gives life to the living? Not only that, when he finds him in the marketplace, he says, Shlichuscha, your directive, your Shlichus. But if he finds him at home, he says, Shlichuso, Hashem's directive. What's the difference? The Gemara in Yuma continues and writes in the name of a rabbi that when the Rabbanim of Pumbedisa would take leave of each other to travel home, and they'd give each other the following bracha, Machai Chaim, Yitein Lecha Chaim Arukim, Toivim Mesukanim, Eshalich Fnei Hashem Ba'artis Achaim. He who gives life to the living should give you a long, proper life. It says in the Gemara, and it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, may I walk before Hashem in the lands of life. The Gemara concludes with the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Aretz HaChayim mean? Aretz HaChayim Ze Makom Shvakim. This is the marketplace. So, we have another few kashas over here too. It says Moriv Rabbi Shlita. Why was it necessary for the Rabbanim to give each other brachas before they leave yeshiva? And again, Hashem is called the Mechai Chaim. And why did Rav Ashi, who compiles the Talmud Bavli, why did he put this little story in the Gemara? And lastly, when David HaMelech talks about Aretz HaChayim, you would think he's talking about the land of the living, the Olam HaSelyonim. So how can Aretz HaChayim be right here in the marketplace? So in the Sefer Morei Na'im, he discusses a concept, one of the Yesodos of Chassidus, which will give us new insight into the Avodah of Yom Kippur. He quotes the Medrash, "Ksiv achrei Hashem elokechem teilechu, v'chiyav shelabastom la'alech achar kodesh baruch hu, osu shekasev bo b'yom darkecha v'shvilcha b'mayim rabim, v'tomer achrei Hashem teilechu, ela metchilas b'riyasu shel ha'olam lo nesase kodesh baruch hu ela b'mat etchila. Hadach siv v'ayit Hashem elokim gan be'eden, af etem kshenichnasim l'aretz, lo sesasku ela b'mat etchila. So it says in the Pasuk, you shall follow after Hashem. How do you follow after Hashem? Hashem's way is the ocean, and His path is through great waters. How can we follow Him? Rather, it means that just like when Hashem started creation, He was involved in planting. He planted a garden in Eden. So too, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you should be osek with planting. As it says in the Pasuk, Kisavol Eretz Unetatim Kol Eitz. Explains the Morei Na'im, that the Medrash is coming to teach us that one shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that the only way to come close to Hashem is through Limud HaTorah. Tefillah, mitzvahs. Pasuk Hashem, Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu. Elokechem Teilechu. You have to follow after Hashem in all of your pursuits. It says in Mishlei, B'chol Derechecha De'eus. This is what David HaMelech asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eshal Chavnei Hashem Ba'aretz Tachayim. That he should be come close to Hashem even when he's involved in Arzius. Even involved in the physical world and earthly matters. So he should be Zeuche to be Dovek B'chayim, the Nekuda Elokis, the Nitzotzis HaKadoshim, the holy sparks, the divine sparks within everything. He should connect whatever he's doing. The Medrash starts by asking, how do you connect to Hashem? B'yam darkecho shvilcho b'mayim rabim. Your way is through the ocean, his path is through great waters. Meaning that the way to connect to Hashem is through Torah. Torah is water. Tainis Dav Zayin. So the Medrash answers that at the beginning of creation, Hashem was involved in planting. Hashem planted a garden in Eden, Be'eden. So all worldly matters are planted in the Torah. So in other words, everything comes from Torah. The whole world is Torah. So if you're trying to bring out the holy sparks, the Kedusha, that inheres within creation, so you're serving Hashem. You have to be involved in Artzius. Somebody who doesn't try to connect to these sparks, it's called Kotzeitz Benetios. He's uprooting these plantings. He's squandering the opportunity he has to connect to Hashem. So the Medrash says that you want to come close to Hashem, first plant. Meaning that your mundane pursuits should be infused with holiness. So that's a big yisod of Chassidus. You have to try to live your life, like the Mori Naim says, or even in the mundane matters, being close to Hashem. And don't say that it's Yerida Letzorach Aliyah, that you're going down to go up. No, you're up. B'chol Derechecha Deyeyu. In every way you know Hashem, even in the Artzius. So now we can begin to understand our Gemara. David HaMelech calls the marketplace Artzis HaChayim. He wants the avodah of drawing close to Hashem. Their involvement in mundane matters. Chayim is even in the Artzius. Now we understand why the Talmidim and the Yeshiva of Pumptisa would give each other a bracha before going home. When they're in yeshiva, they're learning, they're steiging. When they get back home, they're involved in mundane matters. So they say their lives should be misukanim, they should be proper. They should have siyata d'shmaya, they should connect to the sparks of chayim and the artzius. Hashem is called mechaya chayim, they wanted to show that. Hashem gives life, the life of Hashem is in everything. Hashem planted chayim in everything you want. Anything that exists has godliness in it. It all comes from Hashem. So you can connect to that. And that's why Rashi put this in the Gemara, to show that this should be our avodah. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was an avodah of precious. It goes in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But the Ishiti, as the Baal HaTanya explains in Torah, Megillas Esther, he's involved in Olam Hazeh because the Midbar represents Olam Hazeh, spiritual wilderness. So the Yishiti leaves the Beis HaMikdash with all of its Kedusha, goes to the wilderness with the Seir Mishtaleach. All the Averis throws it off the cliff. So this symbolizes that Klal Yisrael was disassociated from the Ra in the physical world. So that's the Tikkun of the Yishiti. On Motzi Yom Kippur, he knows that he's going to find the Kohen Gadol in the Shuk. Because the Kohen Gadol doesn't just want to serve Hashem through physical, he wants to serve Hashem through the spiritual. He wants to serve Hashem through Gashmis as well. And therefore he says to him, Asinu Shlichuscha, we fulfilled your directive. Meaning it's your Shlichus. To show that not only is it, are you fixing the spiritual world, you're fixing the physical world as well. And therefore he said it to him, Dafka Neshuk. We know that you wanted to fix the Olam HaGashmi as well. And if he finds the Kohen Gadol in his home, he would say, Mechaya Chaim Asinu Shlichuso, he who gives life to the living. We fulfilled Hashem's Shlichuso, Hashem's directive. Shlichus is coming from Hashem as opposed to Kohen Gadol. To gently remind you of the avodah of walking for Hashem, the Artz HaChaim. Showing the chayim that lies in the artzius. In the shuk, he doesn't have to remind him of this. Because in the shuk, the Kohen Gadol is elevating the chayim, the mundane world. But he's at home, he's gently reminding him, Hashem's shlichus, to elevate the physical world. Even when you're at home, elevate the physical world. He says, Hashem is mechaya chayim again, because there's life even in the material. They have to remember to be mizdabik b'Hashem, even with the, even artzius, even in material matters. Rav David Mitolna once saw a young man sitting in the sukkah. He was eating a bowl of soup with lakshin, which is mamish a delicacy back then. And he said to him, a chassidish younger man eschutz l'sukkah. Yeah. A chassidic man eats outside of the sukkah. And he said, no, I'm not inside the sukkah. He says, you're eating outside the sukkah. I'm not, what's the Rebbe talking about? You're eating out. He says, because you're in your plate. You're in your plate. The plate's not a kosher sukkah. So sometimes we get so involved in the gashmias, we forget to elevate the ruchnias. No, madvarim niflai me'od. So we should be zocha l'lomod ulami l'shmer v'lasas, to elevate all the artzias, and to be zocha l'shalach l'fnei Hashem v'ratzachayim, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.